Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show. And as always, with me is Jody Havnot.
What's up?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
What passing bells for these who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. Only the stuttering rifle's rapid rattle. No mockeries from them, from prayers, no or bells. Nor any voice of mourning to save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks.
Good start. A nice start.
What was that from?
It's a poem. I'll look up the poem right now. It's a World War I poem.
Oh, it's a poem. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. Part of a poem.
How are you guys?
I'm all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
You know, this week there hasn't been a ton of Kiss news. They're out of the country, and I thought that what we would do. Oh, yeah! Before we get started, let
Anthem
me tell you.
From Doomed Youth.
Okay, say it again.
Anthem for Doomed Youth.
That's really sad. No, Mr. Kiss. Okay,
Shrill.
For
Sorry,
the
if this
boobs.
Is your first time listening to Podcast Rock City, we are a weekly Kiss news show. Which, by the way, there is Kiss news, but it's all overseas, and we're going to talk about it. And we're going to be very positive today. You know, we usually are, and we usually don't dog the band, and they really have to deserve it in order for us to do it. And this week. Because they're overseas, and they're actually at Download Festival, I believe it's called today, and the bands that are involved in that show, I mean, they're all over the place. Kiss and Motley Crue and Slash, and so you got all kinds of great music. But what do you guys think about that? Here in the States, we don't get those big, at least here in Georgia, we don't, you know? We don't get, you know, Kiss and Motley Crue with Slash and blah, 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 you know? As a matter of fact, here in Atlanta, when Kiss and Def Leppard were here, I know Slash was in the crowd, and he was with a few of the cast members of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they shoot it here.
Oh, okay.
The whole show takes place in Georgia, so, but we don't get those festivals, and I know up north you probably do, don't you, Jody?
Nope.
No, really?
Not really, man. Not like that. Not that I know. Not really.
I've never been to a festival like that. I know that there's
We have like Point Fest, but it's all these like stupid modern rock bands that no one can really stand. At least I don't like them. But that's about it, man. We don't have big festivals like Download. I think, like, in Europe, though, it's because it's hard to go to all those. You know, a lot of those countries are the size of what we call states, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all these people just come from all over in that region, and I guess it's just easier that way for them.
Well, I know that Mitch LaFon is always talking about Heavy Montreal. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only big metal festival around here.
And have you ever gone to it?
No.
Hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I guess Summer Slaughter is good too, but it's not really like a fest. Like there's seven or eight bands, but it's more of like sort of theater type venues, I guess. Like there's nothing big, like big festivals. That's more of a European thing for rock and metal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get. What's that like punk tour that goes around, Jody?
Warped tour.
We do get Warped, but it's nothing. You know,
there's no one on the Warped tour worth seeing, really.
Not
ever.
That I want to see, anyway.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's like
Black Dahlia Murder was on there once, which I wish I went to see that, but that's in the States, I think.
It's like mall. That's like mall punk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like for kids with their Avril Lavigne T-shirts on and stuff.
Who's that band that has that looks like Motley Crue now?
Oh, fuck, I know this. Black Veil Brides?
Yeah, something with a V. Yeah, and yeah. Isn't even their guitar player's name Six or something like that?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that band at all. I think they're kind of corny. But, they were actually, yeah. I think I saw an episode of Three Sides that dude was on.
Yeah, he's a big Kiss fan.
That's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, there I saw.
I like their music.
It's really interesting because I've been seeing a few extra interviews with people who are in bands that I'm not surprised they're Kiss fans. But you know, it's like I think they had the guitar player from Weezer I recently saw, and his first band was a Kiss cover band.
That's awesome. And, well, even on their first record, they talk about Kiss.
Yeah, the basement, like the garage.
In the garage.
In the garage, yeah. They talk about having a Peter Criss and Ace Frehley posters. Yeah. And
favorite rock group, Kiss.
But, you know, these big shows, like I remember Van Halen did the Monsters of Rock thing around the U.S. at one point. It was Van Halen, Dokken, Kingdom Come, and some rush, Gorky Park.
Spelled C-U-M.
Gorky Park.
You remember Gorky Park?
Yeah, I do.
And,
that's funny. And, yeah, I mean, like, but they used to have that U.S. festival in California, like Motley and Triumph and Ozzy and all
Van
these big
Halen
bands.
Van Halen did that,
too. Yeah, Van Halen. The Ramones even did it. 82, I believe.
Yeah, 82. And yeah, I remember I was flipping through and you even saw you had like Duran Duran and Missing, all the big bands of the era of the 80s.
Duran Duran.
Yeah.
I love that band.
You know what? I do too. And I'm never afraid to say
it. When we were kids, they were awesome, man.
They were, man. And they played their own music.
Exactly.
And the Taylors, you know, they could play guitar and bass. They were really good.
It's a great Pods and Sods Duran Duran episode. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Although Mike Reno is referenced in every Pods and Sods episode pretty much.
That's funny.
Which is awesome.
So let's go through, you know, some more news. There's some pretty cool stuff. You know, I know there. It's one of the cool things is that they're showing that Kiss had a helicopter to get them, I guess, to the show. It actually says
Kiss-copter.
The Kiss-copter. It says Kiss on the side. I wonder if that's in their contract. All right, see, we need a helicopter. It's got to say Kiss on the side. It's like right. The plane to take them to Europe says Kiss.
Yeah, the Kiss Clipper back in the day, right?
Yeah, and there's some, you know, there's some video and stuff on Kiss Online, that's really cool. One of the things that I wanted to bring up was this limited edition Kiss album cover coaster set. Okay?
Oh, yeah?
And it comes in a miniature guitar case.
It's kind of cool. How now, much money, though?
Well, you know, therein lies the issue. All right, I'm clicking
$4,000.
Yes, $4,000, and it comes with a hacked up version of the book that nobody bought. Somebody bought it. Oh, it's $70 for you're buying the case. That's really what it is.
Just so, the how big are the coasters?
Yeah, it doesn't really say, but they look like album covers, and it's only
are they square or round?
They're square.
That's corny.
And I can tell you that it goes all the way up to Elder. All the way up to Elder plus
no Creatures.
Yeah, Creatures. No. I'm sorry. Creatures is in there. Yeah, I missed it. So it goes all the way to Creatures. No Unmasked.
Really?
Now there was room for one extra one. Okay, so there's 3, 6, 9, 12. Oh, nope. There's Unmasked. I missed that one too. Okay, so there's all the way to Unmasked. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
Elder Creatures. So no, like Lick It Up or anything?
No, nothing without makeup. So here's the thing. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18. So there's 17 album covers.
Okay.
And then one that says Kiss Army. And that includes the solos.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool, though.
It's kind of cool. $70, I don't know.
$70 is a little too much. I have coaster sets of Kiss. You know, so you know, I can't imagine I ever need 18 at one time. I do not entertain like I used to.
Right.
My girlfriend, on the other hand, she throws a coaster under every wet drink. In the damn table could be 600 years old and have rings on it, and she wants your drink on a coaster. Let's not open up that wound. Right now she's pissed off because I'm bringing her up. Anyway, you know how that
Hello.
Works.
Hi, Mrs. Joe.
Mrs. Joe. Aw. Anyway.
This is Joseph Kiss.
And did you guys happen to see the so you know that'd be cool to have, of course, but you know, $70 for a coaster set.
It's not $70 cool.
Yeah, it's not $70 cool. Good. And good point. And then now did you guys see and now Jody, I know you're having problems with Facebook. If anybody out there knows how to fix Facebook, message
Don't even
us.
Get me started with the beast, the world order beast.
Anyway,
on Facebook.
Jimmy
I won't
Page
feed it.
Yep, Jimmy Page and Paul Stanley got together. You guys,
nice. I didn't know about that either.
Yeah. And Paul tweeted it, of course, and it says, "A wonderful afternoon catching up with my friend and always an inspiration, Jimmy Page. The time is never enough, Paul Stanley." And it shows them together. Man, how awesome is that? Just show up and call up Jimmy Page. Dude, I'm in town.
For Paul, yeah. That's got to be like the biggest thing in his life.
Yeah.
As far as celebrity.
He's hanging out with Jimmy Page with his little Paul Stanley star child erection. And he's like, I mean, you know, I would be too. I get it, you know. It's like
us hanging out with Paul.
Paul Stanley. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, this is amazing. But anyway, so, you know, you don't really see a lot of pictures of Paul Stanley, you know, schmoozing with stars. I recently saw one from the 80s with, let's see, Annie Lennox, Paul Stanley, Frank Zappa, Andy Warhol.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember who else. But anyway, that's a pretty cool picture when you think about it. You know, Annie Lennox is a genius. They're all geniuses.
Warhol, come on now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're all geniuses in this one picture, and you're looking at it, and you're going, man, this is, you know, imagine how many millions of dollars in merchandise and records and you know, that they've sold. You know, Zappa is a little more of an acquired taste for, you know, there are a lot of people.
Still genius,
It's
though.
Still genius, right. Mm-hmm. But as far as money goes, he made his money,
My
you know.
My balls feel like a pair of maracas. Is that a Frank Zappa song? I'm not too familiar with his work.
Yeah, me neither. But I have a buddy that is, and I'll never forget it. I said to him one day, and this will show you what it's like to work at a music store. Jody already knows, but I'm standing there, and they're listening to Zappa, and I go, I just don't get it. And when I meant I don't get it, I was like, I meant I don't understand why it's popular. And one of the guys looked at me and goes, well, you know, Joe, if you were a better musician, you would. I was like, right in the balls. It's like, wow, that's what you think of me. Thanks, dude.
Those jazz guys in there.
Yeah, he is a jazz
Earlier
guy.
Than now.
Yeah, but I deserve it because every time he's a
Sipping
drummer,
tea and...
he's a drummer, a jazz drummer, and you know, he hates it when I tell him that. I listen to his record, and it sounds like he just threw his drums down a flight of stairs. Anyway, all right. You're welcome for the sound effects. I'm really good at those.
You should just have him like challenge him to do the Marky Ramone thing, like blazing fast eighth notes on the hi-hat, 4/4 beat for give him 2 minutes, he won't be able to do it. There's no way. These jazz dudes think they're all like holier than thou, but they can't just do something simple and fast, you know?
No, it's true.
I don't know. It irks me.
We're going to get nasty letters from jazz guys. They're not listening.
There's nothing wrong with jazz.
So, all right. So that's pretty much all the news right now that Kiss has going on. But, you know, their tours, I mean, shoot, it goes from now all the way through till right before the cruise. So in June. Today is the 14th. On the 16th, they're in France. Then they're in Holland. Then they're in Belgium. Then they're in Spain. Then they're in Spain another night. And then they come to the U.S. July 23rd for that acoustic show they're going to do.
Right on.
I'm wondering what... I mean, God, I really hope there's plenty of video of that.
Yeah, there's plenty of video of the last time they did it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, this is a one night, you know, acoustic show, and that'll be pretty interesting. That's in Highland, California.
Think that's the way that Kiss will end up, like, eventually when they can't do the whole makeup and, you know, the full-blown Kiss show, maybe they'll still continue as touring as an acoustic band.
Well,
it's not really that stressful on them, you know, they just sit there.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I'm really curious about what's going on the cruise this year, and that's that they're doing a electric unmasked show. And yeah. I'm wondering if that means that they're going to do, you know, a bunch of unmasked stuff, you know.
Nope.
Crazy Nights. You don't think so?
My prediction is you get the same shit that you always get. We're gonna, Coming Home.
Yeah.
Christine 16.
I guess we're going to have to wait it out, and I'll have
I'm dying to find out, though.
I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to be on the boat, obviously, you know, but I'm going to do my best to get with some people that are going to be so they can send me some, you know.
Yeah, we know some people that are going.
Yeah. Then they're going to be in Perth, Australia, and then they're going to be in Melbourne, of course, and Sydney. I mean, and then it ends in New Zealand. So, and that's on October 16th. So you can see about, you know, from July to October, though, there's nothing. So obviously they're taking the summer off, I guess, giving Paul's voice a rest. I hope that's what they're doing it for. But so you can see the news is pretty good, you know, right now. The band's staying strong. They're playing out. They're just
Who would have thought in a million years that in 2015 they'd still be touring the world successfully, you know?
No, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I probably thought that they would still be together, but probably they would be smaller. you know, I don't know, less people I would have figured, but I guess it's just...
They really, really capitalized on the reunion, man, you know? It's almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, and they knew what they were doing, and when you think
That's
about
That's crazy
that, you
to
know.
Think about, 20 years ago almost. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's really crazy.
No, it would have been 3 then.
Oh, in 96?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Andrew was 3.
Oh, no, 2. Yeah, 3.
So we want to do something new for you this week. Jody came up with an idea, right?
I stole an idea. From a show that a local show here on St. Louis, like talk radio, my buddy Mark Close does. And I was like, man, we should do that. That'd be fun.
So tell everybody about it.
It's just basically like they call it a Sweet 16. And what we're going to do is we're gonna basically have a little like basketball-style tournament. We're going to pit each Kiss record up against one another. And at the end of it, we'll know which one's the best. I guess, you know, I guess that's how it works.
Let's go Raptors.
Oh, have mercy.
Let's I don't even go. Watch basketball. I don't give a fuck.
So I think, basically, I've written them down into brackets, and we're just gonna verse them against each other.
Yeah, I think this is
you know
awesome.
What I'm saying?
It Good shouldn't take too long,
here,
right?
Yeah,
case.
I don't think it's gonna take us very long. But you know,
okay,
this might be fun. We've been known to do a list here and there, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure. So what we're gonna do here is Kiss Sweet 16, and we're gonna do it. What are we gonna do every week? I think it's a great idea.
Possibly.
Yeah. We'll come up with a sweet 16 of something. As long as there's 16 of everything Kiss does.
Right. That's the hard part.
Hey, if we have to do a...
We don't necessarily have to do it every week, but we could do it when we feel like it.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. So we're going to do albums. First one, albums, of course.
Okay, well, let me get this pen because I'm going to have to keep track of this stuff. All right. Stuff.
Right. Smoking a pancake. Chicago and a waffle.
We are a professional show, people. We have,
believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
From Holland. Isn't that weird?
Yes. And we appreciate you guys listening every week. If you want to send us a
no
letter.
No offense to anyone from.
you're always apologizing from Canada. It's the funniest thing. If you guys don't know.
Well, no, I wouldn't want some Dutch guy say, oh, I'm from Canada, eh?
Yeah, Andy is from Canada, and he apologizes a lot because apparently that's what they do up there. You know.
Apparently, yeah.
And his real name is Crew.
What?
I was just Motley Crue. Anyway, it is Kiss.
Crew.
It's really Kiss. It's
Andrew
Andy Kiss.
Actually, I prefer Devourment.
All right, hey, well, let's see how this thing works
out.
Yeah,
let's knock it out. Here we go. You start. You let us know where. How
basically, I just made this list. I put the albums in random slots, and we're gonna go down, and we're gonna see what we think versus what versus what.
Here we go. I'm excited.
The first matchup.
Tommy Thayer.
All right. First matchup is Kiss, the original Kiss record versus Love Gun.
Kiss.
Kiss.
Kiss for me as well. So Kiss advances.
Good thing there's three of us here, just in case.
Yeah, because
that's why it works.
Like on the radio show that they do, they have people call in for the tiebreakers because they have four guys. So the three actually works better.
Three some works better.
Right. At the train. Never mind.
That was sweet.
Sorry. I censored myself, buddy.
Hey, I don't care anymore.
Okay. So yeah, here at the train station, the next...
Chug it.
How about Elder versus Crazy Nights?
Elder.
Elder for me. Okay. Okay. Dressed to Kill versus Unmasked.
It's a tough Unmasked one, for me.
DK takes the win with the tiebreaker.
I have a boner for that album.
I'm starting to like Unmasked a lot more.
I love Unmasked, but you can't beat Dressed to Kill.
Yeah, I know.
It's up to me. That's going to slow.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think Jody put those two albums up against each other. So.
No, because I love Unmasked.
I'm teasing you. Keep going. This is cool.
Okay. How about Animalize versus Revenge?
Revenge. Actually, no, Animalize.
Yeah, I'm going with Animalize
me
as well.
Me too, man. We're pretty much on the same page, fellas. The next one is Dynasty versus Creatures.
Creatures for me.
Actually, Creatures. Yeah.
Dynasty, damn.
Can we put Hard Times on Creatures?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, then Creatures.
Okay, well then.
Danger.
How about Hot in the Shade versus Destroyer?
Destroyer.
Hot in the Shade.
I go Destroyer for that one.
Oh.
How about Hotter Than Hell versus Rock and Roll Over?
Hotter Than Hell.
Man, that's a tough one.
That's my favorite album.
Yeah.
What do you got, Joe?
Rock and Roll Over.
Dude, I'm going Hotter Than Hell.
Yay!
That's a tough one, though, because those are two of my
big
favorites.
Two really good albums.
Okay, well then the last matchup in this round is Lick It Up versus Asylum.
I'm going to go with Vinnie Vincent. Lick It Up.
Probably going to go with Asylum.
I got to go Asylum too, man.
Wow. Okay, that's
fine. I don't know. I just always liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we have to keep rolling. Now in this round, how about...
There's eight. Eight now?
There's one, two, three. There's eight items, but we're four matchups.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. So the way it breaks down now is Kiss versus the Elder.
Elder.
I'm going Kiss.
Oh, crap. That's really tough.
It's on you, Joe.
What you got? Come on, Joe.
Just a Boy versus Black Diamond.
Black Come Diamond. On. I'm going with Kiss.
Damn it.
Yeah, man. This one's too easy, man.
I tried, Craig.
We're talking about Dressed to Kill versus freaking Animal Eyes.
Dressed to Kill.
Obviously, Dressed to Kill. And not that Animal Eyes isn't awesome, but that's just... That's like Tyson versus...
Me.
Someone that's... Yeah.
I'll kick his ass with
this
a gun.
This one seems like an obvious choice to me, but maybe not because I know you guys. But... Creatures versus Destroyer.
Creatures.
Damn, Creatures, you guys are crazy.
He's so crazy.
So Craig. All right. Here's one for you. Hotter Than Hell versus Asylum.
Hotter Than Hell.
Hotter Than Hell.
Yep, Hotter Than Hell. All right, so now we have the final four.
Yeah,
final four.
Final four, baby!
What's cool is the final four have the original three albums. Kiss, Dress to Kill, Hotter Than Hell, and then Creatures.
Creatures stuck in there. Wow. Okay. It's
pretty wild. Wild Final Four.
We're going to get some letters. People are going to be like, what the hell?
Okay. Let's whittle it down to Final Two one time. How about Kiss versus Dress to Kill?
Kiss.
No way, Dress to Kill. Just Kill for me, no matter what.
I'm going to go with Kiss.
Damn, you guys. The views expressed in this podcast don't necessarily...
Good one.
Right. Okay, so the last slot in the final two is Creatures versus Hotter Than Hell.
Creatures.
Hotter than hell.
Oh, wow, he's out.
Yeah. Okay, so the final two, we got Kiss versus Hotter Than Hell.
Hotter Than Hell.
Kiss.
I go with Kiss.
Damn it.
Kiss is the winner.
The winner is the original Kiss record.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Now you there know you go. Exactly, and you know you could really like if it all depends what's on how because you randomly put those in there. It could
yeah,
come
it's all
out.
Placement.
It could come out in a million different ways, you know because
this is like for today.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of fun.
That was pretty. Fun.
Let us know. You know what you guys think of that. If you guys think that we came out with the right answer. Yeah,
we didn't because it should have been Dressed to Kill.
Yeah. No. Don't forget our email address is podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. And please send us letters. Now, that brings us to our favorite part of the show, and that is
Ask Andrew.
Now, last week I sent out a message throughout the airwaves that said, please, somebody from Japan, send us a question for Andy. And Andy is 21 years old still. He'll be 22 soon, right? When's your birthday?
28th.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Holy crap. Okay, cool. We got to have an Andy birthday show. It'll be awesome.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Andrew birthday special.
Yeah, I think that we should have a roast.
Okay, yeah.
Roast your ass?
I think. Yeah, okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a roast. Anyway, so he's 21 years old for the next few days, and he is a very young Kiss fan, which means people want to know his opinion on...
Major malfunction.
Yeah, exactly. On Kiss things. And, okay, I'm not even going to lie. We didn't get a letter from Japan. There was about 10 downloads and about 13 plays from Japan. But I don't know what kind of a language barrier there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if they're listening, they have to understand some English.
I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Well, why would you listen to it?
But I'm not going to make up a question. You know, I'm not going to go, oh, from Hiro Jimoto or whatever from, you know. I'm not. Right. That's not right, you know. So, anyway, so I have my own question for
Ask Andrew.
I felt like I wanted to... I wanted to get, a question out of him or an answer out of him from a question that I have.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so.
What a twist.
Here it is.
Right.
You're driving down the road and you come across a cliff. And there's two cars teetering on the cliff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One car contains Paul Stanley and Peter Criss, and the other is Gene and Ace.
One
is going to fall. It's the one you don't save. Who do you save?
Damn. That's tough because you're splitting all the good ones up.
Uh-huh.
I guess Gene and Ace.
Just killed Paul Stanley and Peter Criss.
Damn, Andrew.
Well, Andrew, what's wrong with you?
Don't save me, motherfucker.
I'm not joking, man. Gene's going down, and I'm going to try to date Shannon.
Yeah. That's true. Mrs. Tweed Simmons?
Mrs. Tweed Polo.
There you go.
That's right.
I don't know. I had to pick one.
I would like...
The fuck you want from me?
That was not... Tell me that was not the toughest question you've ever... Like,
that's where you like pull that superhuman strength and just save them all.
Yeah, you eat some Canadian bacon and you're like, boom. Like in the U.S., you eat spinach and you get strong, but in Canada, you eat Canadian bacon and bam!
We have spinach here.
Oh, really?
Fucking kidding me.
Canadian spinach doesn't have the same properties.
No, it's has less chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It probably
it's all
does.
From China.
It's probably you probably eat it cold.
Yeah. What do you mean? You cook spinach? Oh yeah, I guess you can. I never understood collard greens because
Here in the South, man, the greens and stuff.
Isn't that like defeating the purpose? Because I thought you eat vegetables for nutritional value, but if you soak them in grease and whatnot, that defeats. Unless it's for flavor.
I think it's water. I think you boil it.
I'm just thinking out loud.
This show just went way off the. Okay, so if you want to send Andrew a question for Ask Andrew, it's Podcast Rock City number one. Wait, Podcast Rock City at Gmail.
Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one. At gmail.com. And let's try another thing. If you're a soldier somewhere in the world and you are listening, a soldier in the military, it doesn't matter what branch. I don't want no ISIS motherfuckers writing me, though.
Obviously.
I doubt they're listening.
Unless you're talking about Archer TV show.
That's funny.
Lana.
if you're a soldier in any branch of the military, please send us a letter and ask Andrew a question. I think it would be amazing if we got one from you guys. As always, you guys have anything to say? Anything left?
I would say thanks for listening very much. We always do appreciate everyone who listens.
Absolutely. Mr. Andrew.
Thank you very much, everyone. Hope you have a great week.
Oh, and to all those people that are like, what the hell happened to Havnot on Facebook?
Yeah, you're still alive.
I'm still alive, and I may be back on Facebook, but I might just go ahead and switch to freaking Twitter again, even though I'm kind of anti-Twitter, but I got to do something. But yeah, Facebook's trying to fuck me around,
yeah,
so to speak. So I don't. They want me to upload my ID, and I don't know if I want to do that. And I would say.
And right now we're getting letters from people don't give them your ID.
Yeah. Don't subscribe to the beast. That's what a lot of my friends keep telling me. But if you got any answers for me, hit us up on Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At
gmail.com.
Yes.
It's so awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Hey, we got a lot of shows that we listen and we support. And you're going to hear those commercials in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Pieces of
greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Kiss. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
Wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a Kiss fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with a washed-up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their Kiss records out. This is Ken from the Podkiss. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a Kiss fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the Podkiss feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkiss. Tell a friend about Podkiss today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkiss.
That's a picture of Joseph Kiss Sr., who came up with the vision of Kiss in 1753. Right, Joseph Kiss.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph Kiss Sr.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned.